the victory has been won. Lord, stir up the gift that is in us. Lord, stir up the joy and thanksgiving, and don't let us miss the best part. We give you the praise. We ask you for the power of your might, that we finish with a full joy. And here we go, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles today to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. I believe we've all seen, heard, read, rejoiced in this verse many, many times. And it says there, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Wonderful. Praise his name. That word unspeakable means indescribable, undescribable. And I thank the Lord that we really know that there's no way to exhaust describing our Jesus. There's no way that eternity and all the eternities to come, we will ever exhaust describing him. The word of God in us, vessels of his mercy, to praise him forever and ever and ever. But yet, even though that's such a precious thought, it is truth. There's truly a deeper meaning, a sweeter encouragement to this that's often missed, because you must read verse 14 before you read verse 15. And let's read that together. And by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Let's read that together again, a little couplet there. And by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Now we rejoice today. We thank the Father for his only begotten. He is indescribable. But it is what Jesus is. Oh yes. And was fully given to us that is indescribable, that is unspeakable. And it's right there in verse 14. The exceeding grace that he put in us. Amen. While back I gave a sermon on that word exceeding. Hypersuo. Hyper grace. Grace beyond. And grace beyond that. It's never-ending grace, infinite and increasing supply that never ends, and beyond that. It's continuing forever and ever, and then never ends. That is the description of what the grace of God that is in them, and I thank God that is in us, because we are of them, because of the grace of God, the word of his grace, that has made us his readied wife. Praise the Lord. How could you describe that exceeding grace? How long will it take us? Well, the word of God says, in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us. It never ends. And it only is going to grow more exceeding in the revelation of this grace that we know. How much grace? All grace. If you know the word of God, the word of God tells us that the grace that we have been given is all grace. Not some grace, not part grace, but all grace. Having all sufficiency for all things, always. Amen. To superabound to every good work. So you need the grace for every good work. And the word of God says, the before ordained good works that we should walk therein. So the walk and the works of grace are given. They were made for us before the foundation of the world, individually. And he gave us all grace. Always. For all things. It's not contingent. It's not part of the time. It's not if I'm doing right or I'm doing wrong. It's grace. It's grace. There's a song that said about grace, I got away with something. I didn't get away with anything. I just got more. Grace took everything away. You understand that? That blood washed everything. It did. He that is born of God doth not commit sin, neither can he sin. What did I get away with? Nothing. So he took it away. It's in the sea of forgetfulness. It's as if it never happened. That's what justified means. Rejoice! Come on, people! It's time. It really is. Thank the Lord for this great mercy and this great grace. Somehow you want to level this up in your head and say, well, I've got to participate. I've got to do something. I've got to work for this. No, you don't. You want grace. And the Word of God says it's either works or it's grace. It's either spirit or it's flesh. What do you want? I want him to be magnified. How about you? I want him, praise God, to be known. He's my Savior. He's my finisher. He's my salvation. He's my everything. He's my glory. He's my righteousness. He's my sanctification. He's my redemption. He's my wisdom. What is he not to you? Come on. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Word of God, if it really affects you, what do you want to be found in? Having your own self-righteousness? Do you want that? Get away from that. Flee that. And that's a good fight of faith because we all have that. The enemy, all he wants to do is lay guilt upon you. Condemnation, pride, all of these things. Jesus took it all on the cross. Where there is no law, there is no sin. What am I trying to live up to? I'm just walking through this lovely land of grace and mercy, and I'm just going on for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I know where that grace will take me. I know that all grace can only bring me to one place. And at the well, praise God, there it was. Rebecca, you're the one. I've got an appointment with you that you don't even know about, honey, but it's you. You're going to be out there thinking it's for something else, but it's you. You're not going to even understand about anything of this sort. You've never even heard about it, but in a time of 24 hours, I'm going to give you the heart to understand it. And everything that you've known and everything that you've been around and your good family and it's godly, you're going to go immediately. Because you're going to hear the voice of the beloved bridegroom. You're going to hear about the one that wants to marry you. And my Father, isn't that amazing? The Father, the Master, sent the Holy Ghost. And he's here today. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here today. Praise God. He gives us utterance. And we're at that well. Praise the Lord. I believe we're past the well. But if you're at the well today, praise be to God. Let him meet you. And go. And go, and don't delay. Thanks be to God. Her family didn't understand. Her other Christian family and friends, they were trying to get her just to hang out another day. Can't we just kind of visit with her before she goes? We don't have time. The Holy Ghost says, you move now. He's visiting you today. I'm just telling you, you're in here today. This is touching your heart today. You move today. You don't know if you'll have another time. You don't know if that encouragement of the Holy Ghost hitting your heart. I got to go now. Move. Praise the Lord. But see, brothers and sisters, I believe we want a testimony of the love of Paul's gospel, don't we? We can't work that up. It doesn't come by just, again, I know this and I know that and it's all in my brain or whatever. God gives us a heart of worship. It's a love. That's a difference. That's how the Lord draws us. He didn't just draw us with words. He draws us with his heart, with his love. And his word is love, and he is love. But see, we want that testimony of the love of Paul's gospel. And we want, I know we do, because it's Christ in us. We want to be a joint of the body that supplies the joints of the body in such a fullness. Amen? Well, there's one place and only one place that's going to happen, and it happens right here in this exceeding grace. See, that's the unspeakable gift, brothers and sisters. Yes, God gave us his son, but he didn't just give us his son to be here. He gave us his son to be in you, and you, and you, and me. That's what he gave. And he had to go to that cross, and he had to die. And we had to, in faith, die with him and be raised again. Isn't that glorious? See, the unspeakable gift is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The unspeakable gift, praise God, that's indescribable, truly, is that we're born of God. And it's him. Father, I'm going to bring many sons to glory. Do you see how it's all him? But it's him in us. See, that's the beauty of what the Lord and the plan of the Father did. Praise God. He's gathering a people to a height of this grace, if you'll take it, to be glorified together with him. Think of that. The indescribable, the unspeakable gift that could never be described, the whole ages to come set up, is his wife is going to be glorified with him forever. Exalted to the same glory, equally with him, forever. There's sweet couples sitting out there, sitting there. See these couples and stuff. You know what? I see them walking into church, not, well, this one prefers, no, preferring one another. Amen. Even with the disciples, they were just thinking that they were there to serve the Lord. The Lord's so much more than that. Oh, honeys, I call you friends. I know you're all going to desert me here in about 24 hours or whatever it is. That's okay. I've been thanking the Father what he gave to me, a bunch of deserters, but you're my friends. And it's going to work out. It's going to be fine because I prayed for you. You're going to get it. You may not get it now, but I know the end of the story. See, I know it. And you keep hearing this. You keep hearing this word because he knows the end of the story for you. I know the end of the story for you because his word does not lie. It cannot. And he said, I'll perform, I'll accomplish in the thing that I've sent it to. And I'm believing him. I'm not going to believe my mind. I'm believing his word. I'm not going to believe the one that wants to look down at me. I got a God that's way above circumstance. I've got a God, praise the Lord, way above my flesh. I got a God that never leaves me nor forsakes me, constantly encouraging me. Oh, when I'm beginning to smoke and think I'm going to burn out, he said, oh no, you ain't going to quench. When I feel like I'm just all broken to pieces, you're just a little bruised. Let's go. You ain't going to break, son. I got you. Now, do you like grace beyond that? And it's even beyond that, and it's super abounding infinitely beyond that. As wonderful as this can sound, it's beyond that. We can never exhaust it. And I'm thankful to God today. He put in my heart, all I want to do is praise you. Praise you with my brethren today. All I want to do is just touch those wings over that mercy seat and say, oh, that mercy from that blood. Oh, my cup is full and running over. Now, No wonder why John the Baptist, he came in there. Here he's presenting Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God, full of grace. Yes, and truth. But it hit. It's got to be grace. You have to understand that you'll never receive truth without grace. You'll never receive anything. You'll never get anywhere without taking the grace. That's why we come boldly to the throne of grace. That grace has got it all. That grace, which is so undeserved, that you could never merit, that's all been freely given, that you have every bit of it. And every bit of it for the word of God that he has given to you. Think of that. Think of how the Lord dealt with these different ones in the word of God. Every single one of them. As he went to the disciples, follow me. And they followed. Because he gave them the grace. The grace was there. They were grace's choice. You're grace's choice. You got to know that. You respond to grace because that heart that he gave you. You get it. You got to quit thinking with this. You got to let that live and be alive in you and just take you on. Quit trying to figure it out. You are the Rebecca at the well. It's you. It's the truth. You're Joshua. You're Caleb. You got it. You get it. Everybody else around you is going, what? But you know this. You know this. I do. I pray to him, Lord, if it be thy will, let this be the last one I ever give. I want to go. I want to see him, look upon his face, touch him, hold him. Now, that's what filled with all the fullness of God is. It's all grace. And brothers and sisters, if truly we're submitting and living this all grace, your life will be exceeding joy and abounding love. It really will. You'll have bad moments. I got bad moments. I got horrible moments. Pray for my wife. But they don't last long. Well, I thank God they don't. They don't haunt me. I try to make my bed in hell. And he says, I'm not leaving. Come here. This is a tight fit. We got a sleeping bag this time. That's all I see when I'm with him like that. You can't shake him. No. You're of me, I'm of you. We're of God. Isn't that amazing? Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. I love it. Our citizenship's in heaven right now. You're seated. I'll tell you what, if you're a child of God, you're seated in the heavens with Christ right now. Isn't that glorious? That's where you're seated. You're not on these, I think they're blue. I don't know what color that really is. But they're nice. God gave them to us. But you're seated right there. That's where you're at. You may not feel like it. You may say, oh, Lord, I've just been wasting my life. Well, he's not wasting time on you. Because you're hearing. You're hearing. You're hearing. He wouldn't have brought you in here today. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear. You got an ear? He's faithful. He said, my word does not return void unto me. I'm so thankful. He pursued me. And he still does, and he always will. He wants this. He said, you're mine. Not only purchased with my blood, you are the joy that was set before me. All right now. So saints, do you think we can let him have us? I mean, really, let him have you? Not limit the indescribable, unspeakable gift that's in you. Why? Let him love through you more. I love you. I thank God how you love me. I thank the Lord that you come. That's how you love me. You come. You come to hear the word of God. I thank the Lord for the notes and the gifts and the cards. You guys are so beyond generous. But I love how you've allowed the love of Christ to love on you. Nothing like it. We're settling down in marriage. As I said to my brother the other day, I said, you're my spouse. And he got it. You understand. If we're the body of Christ, if we're the body of the bride of Christ, that rib portion is a full body. You know, when Eve jumped out of there, I'll tell you what, when the Lord took her, there she is. She had a head and a body. You're going to marry the body if you're going to marry the head. That love's not going to be different. It's not going to be dissimulated love. We're talking a height of love, brothers and sisters, that's, well, it's God. I like living over there. I do. Sometimes I wake up over here a little bit, but I'm mainly over there now. Now, I thank God that loving to testify of the grace of God is a mighty thing, brothers and sisters. It's glorious. But as we close this up, I want you to go to a couple verses with me. Indescribable and unspeakable comes from two words in the Word of God, I should say in the Greek. It means to declare alpha, okay? Indescribable, unspeakable, from two words. To declare, to announce, alpha. Well, who's beginning? Well, John announced him, grace. To declare grace. Going over to Acts chapter 20. Amen. Let's read from Acts 20, 24. The Apostle Paul saying, but none of these things move me. That means everything about life. All these things we come against. All of the joint sufferings together, even all of our failures, all the things that we would rather not have, rather not be, but we know that we are wonderfully and fearfully made for Him. Everything about my makeup, everything that I would love to check out and say, whoa, I didn't mean to take that one when you made me, but it wasn't my choice. If I didn't have all of those things, I wouldn't be here preaching this word. But he said, none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. Do you hear that? And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Now, hallelujah. I'm with a bunch of people. I know you love to testify of the grace of God. That's your ministry. Hallelujah. That it's not me. It's the grace of God that's with me. Grace is doing all the work in our lives. Hallelujah. It's the power of the grace of God in our lives. And I'll tell you what. When you have that testifying through your life, you will finish with joy. You cannot help but be joyful when your life is a testimony of grace. And you cannot be help but be miserable and cold if your life is not a testimony of grace. So if you're cold and if you're condemning and if you're judgmental, your life does not testify of grace. Thank you for testifying of grace. It smells nice. And it does. And the Lord's done that. Yes, He has. Let Him do more. And more and more. Your life, one of the greatest barometers. You're starting to get cold. You're starting to get indifferent and all of that. It's grace. Grace for you. Grace for them. Grace for everybody. Hallelujah. Oh God, come in. So now, brothers and sisters, I love this part. The grace that saves us, holds us, keeps us, encourages us, never lets us go, finishes us with the crown for ruling and reigning and jointly together with Him. And only grace can do it. And that's the only thing grace can be, because you land down here on Acts 20, 32, and we'll close with this. And now, brethren, see, He's commending us. This was Him commending to the elders at Ephesus. This is, Paul said, I'm getting ready to go. This is it. It's all wrapping up for me. But here's how He did it. Here's everything. Here's the key for that crown. And now, brother, not someday, but now, right now. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is strong. That's what able is. Capable, powerful to build you up. Oh, a building, a masterpiece, see? Amen. Is able to build you up and to give you. Oh, see? Look at that give again. You got to throw that grace in there. I commend you to the word of my of his grace, and it's going to give you. Amen. Isn't that something? Amen. I don't read of me doing anything in there. He's able to build. He's able to construct. He's the one that gives the word of his grace, and then he gives it to you. Huh? And give you an inheritance among all them also, or all them which are sanctified. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's so tremendous. The inheritance among all them that are sanctified. We're talking about the inheritance, brothers and sisters, of like Paul and Timothy and Priscilla and Aquila. Hallelujah. That's such a separated, wonderful company. Praise his name. I was thinking about this. I got a mansion. And I got a mansion, praise God, on the Apostle Paul Lane. I do. It's right at the intersection of Timothy and Apollos. It was just real to me. Thank you, God. And I got neighbors. I do. I got Priscilla and Aquila. I got Paul. I got Timothy. I got Clement. I got Epaphroditus. And on and on. And by the grace of God, we got each other. Amen. What do you think of that? Amen. I think that's mighty wonderful. I think it's mighty incredible. I think, Lord, I'm so thankful. This is so exact, it's so precise, because you know why we know this? Because you know the love of Christ. You know that love. Don't doubt that love. And just thank him today. What an unspeakable gift. Amen, saints. Praise God. Let's pray.
Precious heart, I want you to picture the violin and how it's made. They take the lamb. They take the intestines of the lamb. They twist it. Dip it in the oil. The lamb speaks of my son in you. The oil, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And it will create the most beautiful sound, the most beautiful praise to me. Only the strongest will survive. This is not in you. Ask. Ask. I am willing to give it to you. It's a free gift. If you think anything that you do, it is not.
Amen.
Just surrender.
Captures.
Now, Father, we do come to you today in Jesus' name with such thanksgiving. Thank you for giving us your precious Son so freely, so fully. And Lord, thank you again, Father, that it pleased you to bruise him. Lord, it truly is. We're without words, but you've given us a praise. You've given us a thanksgiving. Lord, thank you that you've assembled us here today. Little coals on a fire. And Lord, I do believe that golden altar of worship, God, a sweet-smelling sacrifice. Oh, the fragrance that has come up to you before the throne this morning. Lord, you're readying us. We're excited. We're thankful. We're anticipating. We're about ready to fly away. And Lord, I'm thankful we're listening for that voice. Not any voice, not some voice, but the bridegroom's voice. And we see you, Lord. I believe we got a little headshot of you skipping through the hills this morning. Lord, we're on that last rise coming over with the camel train. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We're about home. Thank you for kissing us with the kisses of your mouth this morning. We praise you. We give you all the glory and thanks. And thank you for the beloved brethren that you've assembled. In Jesus' name, amen.